Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ola the Podcast with myself, Lorna, and herself, Audrey, there looking like a beautiful little elf. So for anyone that can't see us, because I know not everyone watches the video of the podcast, Audrey is in a beautiful Santa hat with her headphones under it, a gorgeous Christmas jumper.
Thank you.
In my Christmas pajamas. So comfy.
Full glam here, full glam squad full here. Glam. At Ola the Podcast, you know, we both have enlisted those muas and those hairstylists that come in and sort us out before we go live.
Absolutely. Yeah, like truth be told, I literally got home, I'd say maybe 20 minutes ago, and literally took the bobble out of the hair, slapped on a bit of makeup, a bit of lip gloss and on the pajamas. I was like, you know what, I just can't be dealing with getting dressed.
Oh, I didn't even get changed. This is what I've had on me all day long. Yeah. I've been running around here. Mad.
Yeah, because Dublin Airport is going to be so busy from now until...
Hopping. It's like the tree arena out there now in Dublin Airport for the next 2 weeks. We have choirs, local schools, community groups that perform in the morning, the evening times. We even have a few lunchtime performances and they're brilliant. I had great crack watching the kids today. You know, I often find like some choirs are brilliant and they're so professional and so talented and amazing. But my favourites are the kids. You know, when one's just like walking off in another direction or one breaks into its own little dance routine.
Yeah.
They're my favourites. Like,
so cute. Like,
that's what I love. There was a kid in one of the choirs today and she was just brilliant. But obviously her mom had said to her, now make sure when you go on stage, you sing nice and loud for everyone to hear. And I swear to God, she belted out over everyone. You can hear this kid like, just belting into every single Christmas song. Ah, look, I love it. Like, it's for me, I work hard all year round, but I, even though this will be hard work now for the next 2 weeks, it's my favorite time of year by miles. Yeah. Like, it's anything goes. Sometimes I'll be behind my desk, but for these 2 weeks, I'm right out there. I'm in the terminal, I'm in the mix of it all. Like, so
that's brilliant.
I'm knackered. You're kind of on a high and then you're exhausted at the end of the day. Yeah. But great crack. If anyone is traveling through in the next little while, let me know. You won't be able to miss me because I will be my festive best every single day from here until Christmas Eve and bringing festive cheer. And let me know if you're traveling because I said I'll be between T1 and T2 every day from here till the end.
Jeez, so fair play to you. You're getting your steps up there. So I'd say.
I sure am. Yeah. What are we on now? Hang on. I'll tell you now. We're on 17,397.
Stop. Yeah. I'm Jesus. Come here quickly, just before we talk about Christmas stuff, just want to mention briefly the Fierce Fancy Ball. So myself and Audrey have launched the Fierce Fancy Ball, right?
Because we're fierce fancy, right?
And obviously. As I was explaining there that when I was, you know, testing out the graphic or whatever for it, and just for something to write, I would put in Fierce Fancy. Then afterwards I was like, I quite like that name, Fierce Fancy, because it does describe us, Audrey. We are
fierce fancy. On brand,
isn't it?
Lorna,
I mean, just as I said, like, Scruff came in here and threw on her pajamas. Fierce Fancy. But no, just because it's Fierce Fancy, you don't have to come in fancy wear or anything like that. Because would you believe I actually had two messages on Instagram from, and I'm a bit sad about it. They were like, that they're so self-conscious because they've put on weight and stuff. And I was saying, do you know what? I said, if you want to come in your pajamas, come in your pajamas.
Did they not see us going loosey-goosey at the Sparkle for Autism Ball?
That's the thing. We were in Christmas, you know, one of these at the
We
at
looked
the
great
ball.
For about 10 minutes. And then the shapewear came off, the crocs went on. We had a great time. So don't be worrying about those things.
Absolutely.
We're just
not,
out
right?
for... The good time, not the long time. So
exactly.
We do promise, if nothing else, we can promise you good crack and you can leave the shapewear at home.
You don't need your shapewear then. No one's going to be looking at you, right? So we have, it's the 17th of February in the Radisson Hotel in Little Island, right? We're going to be very posh now. We're going to have a little drinks reception, 6 o'clock, you know, very large at all. We're going then for a little nibble. When I say it's not a little nibble, it's a 4-course meal. We have the live band, the DJ, there'll be raffles, spot prizes. And just to be clear as well, all the money and the proceeds are going straight to Bláth na hÉige, which is an autism class of an East Cork school here. So like, you and me aren't making any money or anything off it. This is just, it's just my way of giving back for it. So it will be such a good night and I really, really hope that everyone kind of supports it. And if you don't want to, like, but I mean, I'll be taking your name and blocking you.
Adding you to my little book of...
So that's that. So 17th of February, if you're around, we'd love to see you there. And sure, we think we're great crack all together. So even if no one turns up,
sure, love, come. And it could be a little stocking filler for someone. If you haven't got them a Christmas gift yet, maybe the two of you could come along to the ball, to the first fancy ball. And as I said, leave the shapewear at home, you'd be grand. There's no one looking at you. And we'll just have a good time. We're just going to have a bit of crack. And we've a few, as I think Lorna explained, we've a few like special guests and stuff like that lined up. And yeah, it's going to be a good
and
fun,
you can,
really.
You can come with your fellas or you can come with your girlfriends or whatever. It's anything goes for it. So now, that's that. Now, I have to say, this week, and I find it's getting earlier and earlier this year, but the madness in the lead up to Christmas, the shops already, Audrey, are driving me
nuts.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Hang What's on going second. On there?
Yeah, What's my washing machine is just going nuts there. I can actually... I actually just sitting here and I was like, what is that? Because I have like noise-canceling headphones on and the noise off my washing machine. Oh, dear Santy, please may I have a washing machine? This is all
you
I'm
just gave like, me. I don't, when I moved into our first house, when me and Dave got engaged and we moved in together first and we had to buy the white appliances for the kitchen. Anyway, I remember ringing my mum and dad in an awful panic. I was like, Mom, the washing machine is going mental. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, it's hopping all around the kitchen. And Mom goes, did you take the brick out of the back of it? I was like, washing machine. I was like, the brick in the back of the washing machine, did you take it out?
What brick?
I was like, there was a brick in the back of the washing machine for weighing it down or something in the... I swear to God.
In the drawer, like, is it?
Google it. Like, it's in the back. You have to open the back screws up. And have you got a brand new washing machine? Could there be a brick in the back of your washing machine?
It's not brand new. It's there about a year, like, but I never took a fucking brick out of it.
Well, there was a brick in the back of ours. And I thought she was having me on, and she really wasn't.
Are you serious? I swear to God. I'm literally writing this down in my notebook here, brick. And it. Audrey, I think there might be something wrong because literally I'm upstairs and I could hear like vibrating, and I was like, what is that? Are you serious? A brick in a washing machine?
I googled it there. Look, brick in the washing machine. And it has it down. Yeah, brick in the washing machine. The washing machines. Yes, there is in fact a block of concrete in the washing machine to balance the heavy electric motor which drives the very heavy gearbox that is attached to the steel inner tube.
So are you meant to take it out or do you leave it there?
She told me to take it out. I took it out. It was fine afterwards.
Oh my God. Like, why is there not like classes for people that move out and get their own house? Like, and someone tells you how to do these things. Like, this is mind blowing. Like,
how do you remove the block from the washing machine? And it goes, turn your washing machine off of the plug, locate the pump filter, place a bucket towel or even the baking tray under the pump filter, unscrew the pump filter slowly, wait for the water to finish draining, check to see if there is a block. And if there is a block, you can remove it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to. No, I can't. I'm not now because do you know what? I'll end up making shite of my washing machine now if I haven't tried this. I'm just going to wait and see what happens. But anyway, before we got sidetracked there, right? The lead up to Christmas, right? People are so bloody cranky. Like, it's a time.
Yeah.
It's a time for giving, right? No.
A stress. It's the stress levels are sky high. And we put so much pressure on ourselves. I buy so much stuff. And then I'm always saying, I'm done now. Oh, that's it. No, I've got them. And then as it gets closer, I get like, have I got enough? Should I get more? Or what if they get something? Oh, no, maybe I should get them more. Oh, no, I don't know if that's enough. And I end up buying much shit. Like, and stressing myself out so much.
I am stressed, all right, because I have nothing done for Christmas. Normally, I'm very good. This year, I've just gone... And do you know what I'm doing, Audrey? I'm actually going to Portugal on Wednesday. So in my brain, I've gone, go on away now and relax for yourself for a few days. Come back then and get everything done in the 3 days before Christmas. Right? So I'm like, that probably won't work out. But I don't know. And I've seen a few people on Instagram are actually away and it's like 26 degrees
over
in Portugal. Well, so I'm like, oh my God. So I'll take a bit of that. But like, that'd because be even today, you know, I was in a shop today and there was one woman, like, please, people, you have to be nice to retail workers, especially at this time of year,
agree.
Because it is the most stressful job I think you could ever have. And bless you. But like, this woman was in the shop today and she literally ate one of the girls and she's like, you need more staff on checkouts. Every single checkout was open, so where she thought they were going to go, I don't know, like, but because there's queues, but people get so bad, and the way they talked to the staff is just horrendous. Like, now I would never talk to someone like that, but I am guilty of getting stressed out with like crowds, queues, trying to find parking. It does my head in, like,
but the parking bit, that stresses me out.
Yeah. Oh, I just.
But the whole thing is,
and when you think about it, it's for one day. The shops, most shops are open again on Stephen's Day. So we're all panic buying.
Well,
buying
I actually really hate that. That's a bugbear of mine. I don't think that the shops should be open on Stephen's Day.
No, they shouldn't.
I really don't. And I think people that queue up in particular for the next sale, you know, the people that queue up, they leave their families on Christmas night to go stand in a queue to buy discounted things in Next. I think that's off the wall, mental mad. Yep. I don't think it should be allowed. I don't think Next should be allowed to do it.
No.
What difference would it make if they just did it the next day? Like that, just allow families spend one full day together. But no, I think that's really wrong. Like
that
the only
madness.
People I think should be working are like emergency services, and that's it. Like every retail is not necessary. It's especially not necessary at that time.
And the way we all panic buy and stuff, we have more than enough food and drink and everything to keep you going for Christmas Day and Stephen's Day. Like there's no need for it. It's absolute madness. But I think eventually, I think places will be open Christmas Day as well.
The way
things are going, like, and it's sad, isn't it? Because do you remember years ago, we're like, I know now it wouldn't happen now, like, but you know, shops use clothes on a Sunday, shops use clothes for a proper amount of time at Christmas and close early New Year's Eve and close New Year's Day. There's none of that now, it's just everywhere's open. Actually, I think Aldi are quite good, aren't they? I think they're closed Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, New Year's Day,
but even the airport, the airport closes for Christmas Day. And they would always have emergency services will be on, like a skeleton crew. But it's interesting as the world becomes more, smaller in a way, because international travel is such a thing. Yeah, there's a spotlight on sometimes just to say, should you not be opening now? You know, but we won't, and we've resisted it for now. But there's a demand starting to build there where people maybe would like to travel on Christmas Day. So you never know. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
I think it is, eventually. But it's sad, isn't it?
It is, really,
But how are you getting on? I see you on Instagram doing your elf on the shelf. You loony.
Elf on the shelf. Yeah.
You don't have enough
all the
to be
extra,
doing.
I think extra is the word of the day, or extra is the word of December, actually. Now, I'm pretty extra as a person in general. I'm pretty extra. But
stop. You're not yet.
No shame in it now. No shame in it. But, last year we kind of resisted the elf level when he was like one and two, we didn't really get it, like, and last year was he knew about the elf, but this year anyway they have it in the Montessori, and Ruby the elf is over there, and Ruby the elf moves about the place, so we fully embraced the elf this year, and now I've got really into it. Like, I'm literally spending the day coming up with like a storyline.
See, I think, right, you were on Instagram the other day and you were going on about Hugh's imagination, you know, that he really gets into it and you don't know where he gets it from, and I was looking at your story going, is she for real? This is the one who came up to the ball with a suitcase full of props because she wanted to save Christmas. So in your head, you had this whole scene worked out. And she wondered where her son gets it from then. Audrey, he's you. But I love it, though. I love it. You're very creative as well. And you're very artsy. I saw you drawing your little elf. You're very good at that.
I drew the elf the other day, and he goes to me, why is the elf so fat? And I was like, what? And he goes, it has a big tummy. And I was like, here now, lay off. The elf has been very stressed lately. Someone will turn to food in a time of emotional crisis. Okay.
Oh, God. But, like, have you your ideas planned out for the elf? Or, sorry.
No, no. I'm on TikTok.
You don't know what kind of mischief the elf gets up to.
Well, I'm judging the child's reaction. So the elf poured a load of cereal into the potty the other day. That was hilarious. Loved it. But last night, the elf TP'd the Christmas tree and then he hid in like a load of toilet rolls. He didn't like it at all. So he doesn't like when the elf messes up the house. Like,
when he's a bit destructive, like,
Yeah. So you can be naughty, but not destructive. Exactly there. You nailed it. You got it right. That's it. Yeah. So... And now I think the elf might get his hands on me nail varnish tonight and paint Hugh's daddy's toenails.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
I haven't told daddy yet, so he'll find out later on when I'm sitting there painting toenails.
Listen, you have to. It's the elf. It's the elf. But it is so extra, isn't it? Because when you think of it, Elf on the Shelf really wasn't around, certainly wasn't around when we were small, do you know what I mean? It's just in the last 2 years and it has just blown up, hasn't
huge,
it? Oh,
huge,
huge
then, yeah.
altogether. Yeah. But everything is, like, even you were saying there, like advent calendars earlier. Like, we all had the advent calendars. And
yeah, but
you
we
know,
usually had the one where you got a little chocolate or something basic. Like, now advent calendars are so extra. Like, we have a Lego advent calendar down there now, and my head is melted with it. And every day you get a little bloody thing, and it could be a street lamp or, and at the end, the idea is that all these pieces will build like a scene. So they're going to build some kind of winter village. But I'm terrible at Lego. I'm really bad at Lego. Yeah. Like, and even though it comes out, there's only like 10 pieces. I'm like, oh, I don't understand what I'm meant to do with this. So yeah, last year you had a Paw Patrol calendar that my sister got, and this year is Lego calendar. And I'm like, this is wild. What happened to the Earl Dairy Milk? Just get the little chocolate every
That's
day.
It.
Calendar.
Do you remember the advent calendar? It might be €2 or something with the little chocolates in them. But no, they're real elaborate, like really fucking elaborate, like.
If you look at some of the advent calendars for adults, like the beauty calendars,
oh,
some of them
stop.
Are amazing. Yeah. Like, some of them are unreal. Did you see, there's a P. Louise, it's like $200 and something. Like, it's huge money. But oh my God, it's magnificent. Like, I could never spend that much money on an advent calendar. But it's all full-size product. And apparently these full-size product would retail at like $800 or something mad. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's like this winter little village, and oh, the time and the detail that goes into it. But it's crazy at the same
It's
time.
madness, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
But again, very easy to get. I mean, if you have the money, like obviously if you're budgeting and stuff like that, but you know, a lot of people do, as I was saying before, the manage, you know, where people start in January and save for Christmas. I always said, right, every year, every January, I'm like, I'm going to do the manage show. I never do it, right? But if I did have all your money ready for 1st of December, I think I'd go mad as well on the Christmas shopping. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I know I'm so unorganized this year, but normally I like to get all organized. And then when I'm organized, you know, you get the last few little picky bits and you go, oh.
You can feel a bit smug then. You're like,
a bit smug. You're like, I think I know someone who'd like that dressing gown. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. But then what happens is I start looking around and I go, do you know who'd like that now? Me.
Yeah.
I'd like
I went to Kildare Village on Saturday with the family. We all went. It was not really a planned thing, but we all went. And I thought I got loads. I had a great time. When I came home, I only had three things. And I was like, Jesus, I thought I got a lot more. I thought I got loads. No, I walked around the shop going, ooh, I'd like that. And Mom would be like, I'll get you that. So I was very clever. It was like a strategic move. I went around and literally handpicked out runners' bags. I was like, I had a great time. And they were like, oh, because I didn't know I wanted that until I got there.
Yeah.
And then the inspiration came to me. So just saying, next year I may plan a very strategic trip to Kildare Village.
I've never been to Kildare Village. Is it worth the hype? Like, is it?
It's beautiful. What it's really missing, and I know it's an outdoor, so it's an outdoor outlet. So it's all designer stuff, all outlet stores with discounts and all that stuff. There's no comfortable indoor eating space. And when we were down there, Storm Ellen or whatever she was called was baiting the place around, and there was nowhere to sit down and get a sandwich or a cup of tea unless you're prepared to literally sit there with the head getting blown off you. So my only negative feedback would be they need some kind of indoor.
And they've no like cafes or restaurants or anything there that you can sit in, inside.
Not inside, no. You're kind of semi, you're exposed.
Yeah.
You might get one that's like kind of in a little doorway, but you're still outside. You're not in there.
Yeah, see, that kind of idea will work grand in Spain or Portugal. Like, you can't really, you know. And then there's Storm Ellen. And was it Storm Fergus, I think?
Fergus. Oh, Fergus, my God. Yeah. Storm Fergus was just crazy yesterday.
Oh, he must have bypassed us, though. It wasn't too bad down here. Yeah, because I saw on the, I think it was on Facebook or something a while ago, that there was like a Twister up in Leitrim. And I was like, what?
A tornado, yes!
Tornado, like, yeah. So I was like,
that
what?
Was wild.
So what did I miss this? In Leitrim, I'm it's like,
I know,
gosh.
Leitrim are probably very excited. It's the biggest thing that's happened down there.
But, was it bad up by you, was it?
Oh, it was bad. Yeah, the wind was whipping, and you know, the car is kind of rocking back and forth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was quite bad.
Oh, God, no, we can be doing without all that now. Like, God almighty, we've enough now with bloody weather. Obviously we can't go ahead and not mention as well, poor old Shane McGowan passed away this week or last week.
He did.
Yeah.
He got a wonderful send off, to be fair.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? Unbelievable. Like, that song where they're singing Fairy Tale in New York and the people were up dancing in the funeral. Oh, it was just like,
amazing.
What a way to go, isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if all funerals were like that, though?
Yeah, this is the thing. If you could plan your own send off, Mine has more glow sticks, but a similar vibe.
Do you know what? I'd actually love, we're getting a bit morbid here now, I'd actually love to plan my own funeral, because do you know what? I had said that I'm going to get cremated when I do go, right? And there's no point in buying me a big, you know, mahogany coffin, because you're only going burning it. But you know, you can get these like cardboard coffins and you can put all your favourite pictures on them and everything. And I think that's what I'm going to get there now. And they just throw me in the oven there.
Secretly think that all women want to plan their own funeral, because adopt this attitude of like, if you want something done, do it yourself.
Exactly. Like, I'd nearly write my own eulogy and just, you know, write it from my husband's perspective. Be like, don't say that, don't say this. I would. I'd like that now, Ari. Tell us about the topic of funerals.
I always used to joke that I had what I call, now no one is allowed to steal this idea. This is my idea and I've had it for 20 something years, right?
Trademark.
So you can't take it. Trademark. I have the little book of bastards. So I have a little book.
So do I, but mine is in here. Like, have you an actual book? Like,
and it's got headings. So it's got subcategories of bastards. So there's the greedy bastards, there's the two-faced bastards, there's the selfish bastards, there's the lying bastards, there's the cheating bastards, right? So I have, there's categories, there's different categories and criteria within the book. And it's my little book of bastards. And I always said, my friend Maria, she actually lives in Cork now, but if she outlives me, she needs to do a reading from the book of bastards at my funeral. So I need her to stand up there and I need her to get the book out and I say, and now a reading from the book of bastards according to Audrey. And she needs to start off with the greedy bastards. And she will call them out one by one. And I'm hoping that she does, because on the off chance that any of those bastards, two-faced bastards, are at my funeral, they need to be called out and they need to be shamed. So she needs to go through by category and list them out one by one, bastards.
Is it just listing out their names or listing out the names and what they did to deserve?
And a brief
the
description
title
of the crime that they've committed and what earned them the toilet.
Great.
So she's like, and now
does your poor friend then have to get up and escort them out?
She'll know who they are. Everybody will know who they are. There'll be a bit of like, you know, of course there would. Like, if everyone, and now, whatever bastard, Lorna Cronin. Obviously, everyone's going to go and look around.
Obviously,
and then
everyone's going to go, not Lorsy, she's lovely.
and you know the way, like, a priest gives out penance? Well, your penance will be the mortification of having to stand up and leave.
Yeah. And walk, you'll be like, you're not coming back for soup and sandwiches.
No. She never liked you, and she doesn't know why you're here.
That's very good. Do you like it? I like it. I really, really like it.
Because I saw this guy. Well, that's not where I had that idea. Genuinely, for years since then. Do you remember Father Ted and Graham Norton put Tony in the book? He had the book, and then he goes, "I'm only joking." It says, "I really like Tony."
Yeah.
Well, he gave me the idea for the Book of Bastards. But there was a fella on TikTok recently, and he was hired as a kind of funeral caller outer. So he had met this man.
Oh, I saw him. Brilliant.
Yeah. He met this guy that had terminal diagnosis, and he befriended this fella. And this fella said that his best friend had been trying to have an affair with his wife. Ooh. So as he was dying, as he was sick, this best friend was calling over, and he could see him putting the moves on the wife. And he knew well that this lad was trying to get into the wife before he'd even
into the wife.
And he says, I want you to come to my funeral and I want you to call that bastard out, because I don't want him there. Like, he's no friend of mine.
Yeah.
And also, I want you to call out my brother. I haven't spoken to him in 20 years. So if he attends my funeral, call him out and call his wife out. And he attended the funeral and he did exactly what he was told to do. When the man died, he called out the best friend and he called out the brother and the brother's wife. And now he got a job. So when he did it, obviously the church erupted with the scandal of these people being called out. And then loads of people hired him. So now he has an actual job where he is hired to be a funeral caller outer, and he goes and he calls out all the
God. But you know what, it's very, very clever, because I have a few little bastards as well, you know, that I don't want at my funeral. And I have told people, you know, if so and so turns up, you're to get up and tell him get out, right? But it's very hard to put that pressure on
someone that you love.
So what you do is hire this stranger, give him the little mugshot of the little pricks, and be like, here,
I'm thinking of taking it up as an exer. Like, I'm thinking of starting a side hustle.
Yeah.
Going around the country. Imagine the scandal. Imagine like the scandal of like being asked by some granny like to go to the funeral and call out our kids who haven't come to visit her in ages. And these are all little bastards, every feckin' one of you. And call out, read it out, say whatever she said, and says she wants, she's all gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Call me. Call
it's
out
actually
the next
brilliant.
Neighbor that, oh, brilliant. Like, I'm thinking I want to do it as a side hustle. I'm thinking of starting it up as a sideline.
Come here, no one is allowed to steal this idea. right? Because that man wasn't in Ireland. But Audrey, we have cars. We will travel.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think? We could take this show on the road.
We could take the. Do you know what? I think it's time to hang up our podcasting, Audrey, and let's just do this.
Let's just become full time funeral caller outers. Yeah. Like
the bastard busters.
The fierce fancy funeral caller.
Yeah. The fierce fancy funeral fuckers. We're here to fuck up your funeral. Oh my god. So bad.
Oh, come here, there's a living in it though, all the time.
Isn't there though? Because I guarantee it, there would be some people that would be like, oh Jesus, if your mom turned up here now with her crocodile tears at my funeral. Oh, I guarantee you, every single person, like you said, they may not have a book of bastards, but they definitely have the one or two that they don't want anywhere near them. So
but
I
you know
think,
what, as well, I have like a Venn diagram of bastards, right? So I have like, you know,
of course you do, yeah.
And there's always that bit in the middle where they have crossover, where they're every kind of bastard. Now, they're the ones in particular that they need to be called out. So where it's all overlapped and they're sitting in the middle and they fall into the category of greedy, lying, cheating, two-faced fucking bastards.
Oh, they're like category they're, one, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're grade A bastards. Like, they need calling out. So I just think there's an industry in there. And
it's
like,
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I actually think we could. And people would think like, oh, here are these two funny ones now. No.
You know what? You could start live streaming these funerals because people would actually pay to tune in and watch people being called out at funerals. Oh my God, this is genius. Write this stuff down.
Yeah, write this stuff down. Listen, we'll announce our Patreon page there now in a way. Oh my God, how fun would that be? Unreal.
Wouldn't you tune in to watch a funeral? So I know. So if the funeral caller outer lets you know, I'm attending a funeral in the bloody blah church, whatever parish at 11 o'clock today, tune in. Here's the link. So you'd have to subscribe now to tune into the link. But you know when you tune in, you're going to see mayhem. You're going to see like a real dun-dun-dun-dun-dun EastEnders caller outer moments.
Most of the funerals are live streamed anyway, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to try and tap into that and monetize off that as well. That's unreal. That is unreal. There's an idea there now. 2024. Big stuff coming for us in 2024.
I'm going to update my LinkedIn immediately.
Bastard Buster. Oh, stop it now. Genuinely, though, I'm writing that down, though, because that's
genius.
That's an
a
idea.
A little stroke of genius.
Weird Buster. Come here to me, talking about celebrities and all that there now. Philip Schofield and all. Is there any news on them coming back? And Holly for Dancing on Ice. Did you hear anything?
It's gone pretty quiet on Philip.
He's just totally, the whole thing has died down, isn't it?
Now, it was mentioned recently, the unwise decision. But it's more Holly. I've seen Holly in the media a few times recently because obviously we're coming closer and closer to Dancing on Ice. So there's been a little bit more talk. So I don't think she's going to be doing it. I don't think so.
I don't think at this stage she will either, because normally around now they start advertising it, because doesn't it start like the first week of January?
That's right. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be her, but obviously there's a lot of speculation as to whether it will or won't, or what's going on with her. And they say she's still in a bad place and all that kind of jazz. But I don't know. I think she'll do the big autobiography thing and then she'll go give a tell-all interview to somebody, not Oprah, but like whatever equivalent of a UK Oprah. Who's UK Oprah? Interesting. I don't know. Davina McCall.
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan. Oh, would
No. Don't like him at all, though. No.
So but I don't know. I don't think so. No, it's gone pretty quiet. I know a few people were asking about it recently, and I think they're just asking because Holly keeps coming up in the press, but I don't think she'd be doing Dancing on Ice. I think it'll be autobiography and an interview, a tell-all interview or something.
Do you know who I think the new presenters of it could be? Because they're mad now, even on ITV. But you know, Rochelle and Marvin, you know, Marvin was the name of celebrity.
Yeah.
From GLS. Yeah. So they could actually be quite good presenting that if it's to come back, I think. But were you watching I'm a Celebrity at all?
On and off. I saw bits. It was good. The bits I watched were good.
I didn't really watch it either, but I did like Sam, I have to say, and I know he won it.
Ah, he was nice. He's grand. I've watched Sam for years because I used to love Made in Chelsea. So I used to watch that.
Did
the whole
you?
Time. Yeah. I was mad. No, the original. The original cast.
Like the very large dolls.
But you know, Spencer. All that. No, I used to watch it in the beginning.
Jesus,
I was mad for it.
I couldn't know.
And then over time you start to age out of it, definitely, because I was obsessed with it when it came out first, and then towards the end you're just watching the same bloody relationship drama over and over again. I was like, no, I'm just done here now. We're over this now. And also their names are also funny, with Toff and Binky, and
all the names,
they all have
the
these incredibly posh names.
And you're like, yeah. Is that actually your real name? Because it sounds like, you know, what I'd name my dog or cat, to be honest.
Well,
with
yeah.
Hello, Binky. For God's sake.
So I did used to watch Sam in it as well, because his sister, Louise, she used to go out with Spencer, and she used to go out with, what's your man's name now that's married to Sophie Habu? I can see him, but I can't think of his name. The blondie guy, he looks like...
Oh, I know who you're on about. I know who you're on about. Jamie something?
Jamie. Yeah, it is Jamie.
I want to say Langford. That's not really right.
They own the kitten candy kittens or whatever it is. I bet, yes, you're right. It's Jamie something. Jamie Lang.
Is it Jamie Lang? Oh, yeah. See, there, I wasn't far off it there now. Jamie Langford.
So, Jamie, yeah. I used to watch it back in the beginning, and Louise had a little love triangle with Spencer and Jamie. And I remember Jamie showing up to ask her to be his girlfriend, and I was obsessed with all of that back then. But as I said, we kind of aged out of it over time. I was like, not another feckin' love triangle. Yeah. Not again. So, yeah.
But you know, when you think of the programmes we used to watch, like even the other day there. Like all the American stuff now, the Hills and all, I was glued to that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely glued.
TV, like, I was obsessed with almost every reality TV show that came out.
They were
like
awful.
On the Beach, Love Island, Jersey Shore, Geordie Shore. I was mad for Geordie Shore for years.
Yeah, I was as well. The old Geordie Shore now. The original, all the new ones came in. Yeah, yeah. That was good. But even now, I do like your one, Charlotte Crosby. She's mad, like, but I do like her, yeah.
She's
I think she's like, has she one or two kids now, I think, as well?
She had one little kid there recently. Oh, say little kid. She's a baby. It must be less than a year old anyway. Oh. Yeah, she did have a baby though, yeah.
They're all grown up. And they need to be watching all the talk shows. You know, poor old Jerry Springer. Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's right.
Who's the other fella?
Geraldo.
Geraldo. Oh my God, I forgot all about him. Like,
Ricky
my
Lake.
Watching like Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
I wonder what she's doing with herself now. Or own Ricky Lake.
Or Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah.
Sally Jesse with the glasses.
Oh, they were real.
Loved a bit of trash TV. In fact, my absolute favourite genre of telly for about 10 years there was trash TV. Just absolute trash. I loved it.
Do you know what I don't like though? And I can't. Do you know, it's hard to find trash TV now. Selling Sunset on Netflix.
I've not got into that.
Like, the first seasons were good with your one Christine, but it's just crap now, I have to say. The new season came out and I was like, oh, this would be great now. And I was literally watching it and I was going, is anything going to happen? Like, and then ends and it's like the reunion episode and you're like, nothing actually happened. Oh, spoiler alert.
Do you remember that one, Below Deck?
I never watched it. Never
and then they'd have
it.
A reunion show and they'd all be killing each other at the reunion. Below Deck's very good. If you've not watched it, get in and binge watch it.
I must watch that, What about Real Housewives? Do you watch that?
I didn't get into Real Housewives, actually.
Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. I used to love, do you remember the original X Factor? Back in the beginning, back when Cheryl was a judge, back when Danny was a judge. Oh my God. I went to my hairdressers with a picture of Cheryl Cole as if they could transform me into her. I would give them the impossible task and say, I want to look like that. And they would go bless themselves and say, you know, all we can do is curl your hair. I want to look
but
like
I bet
Cheryl.
You came out and you were like, we gotta fight
I was Cheryl obsessed. I was mad for her and I loved the X Factor. Like, oh God, the old reality TV was just so much better than what's on
and
now.
And you know, when you look back and you see the clips from the X Factor, like One Direction now, and like, when you see those clips, you're like, my God, they were babies. Like, they were absolute
babies. Yeah,
like, and look at them now. Millionaires.
And Little Mix. Yeah.
Jesus. And Little Mix.
And they all
have
babies now. And actually, One Direction have babies now too. Oh my God.
Yeah. What do you make of Girls Aloud having their comeback?
They're all right. I seen Girls Aloud years ago. They were in the Tree Arena and I saw them and they were good. So I'm kind of half tempted to maybe go see them again. I think it could be a bit of
fun. I don't think I'd know any of the words to their songs.
Oh, really?
I know a couple of them, like, but I was never mad into Girls Aloud, to be honest.
Oh, I was just a 90s noughties whore. Like, I just liked all of them. All of them.
All of them.
All of that crap.
Oh, God.
I love them all.
So come here, are you all set for Christmas though? Because you're going to be working. You're going to be busy
I'm
now.
I'm flat out. Yeah, I'm working right up to the bitter end. But it comes to a point where you have to give up, don't you? Where you're just like, I have what I have. And
you know what? Once Hugh is sorted, isn't it?
He's fine. Yeah, he's grand. It does come to hit a point where you're stressed, and then you just have to stop. You just literally have to be like, no, draw a line under it now. We're done. This is all that I can do. I can do no more. So I'm coming to that point because I have this weekend, Hugh has his little carol service on Friday, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, I know. And he's so good. He's been doing all his little songs at home. And
oh, sure, God love us.
Dying to see him. And I'm upset. I'm going to be dreaming about songs. I'm listening to Christmas carols all day long, every day. Like, so I see him on Friday. And then we're going to Causey Farm at the weekend. So I'm excited about that. We only do one, and that's the one that we're doing.
Yeah.
And if I have any space in there to buy anything, that then I will. But I won't have any time to do anything after that. So
yeah.
One and way then or another, this weekend sees the end.
Yeah, and then you just need to relax, because once you're finished work, then that's your couple of days off then to just chill and relax. But so that's Christmas now coming up. So just in case you don't have your Christmas shopping done, you might consider getting a couple of tickets for the Fierce Fancy Ball. The link is in my bio. I always wanted to say that. The link is in my bio.
Come here.
On the stories.
Christmas special. Christmas special episode.
So I just put it up on Instagram there now, a little question box that I want you to send in your best memories of Christmas. Like, just like myself and Audrey were talking there about, like, our, you know, nostalgia, reality shows and all this. I put a video up on Instagram last night of ads that I loved. And because there's the old ads, you know, the ESB ad and the Budweiser ad.
Like, when Christmas ads were fun, whereas now they're like determined to have you bawling crying.
Yeah.
Like,
how many ads
do they have to do where there's an empty seat at the table?
The John Lewis ad, the hype every year with the John Lewis ad. The last good John Lewis ad was Monty. Remember Monty the penguin? And then it got very sad. It got, remember the man in the moon?
Stop with that. Like, go back to pennies, but all of things for Christmas.
I love the family. Yeah.
Can we not just be happy? Can we not just be happy?
No, like, I know, obviously. Come here. Christmas can be a very lonely time for people as well. I get that.
Obviously, look, it's hard enough without them forcing bloody emotional trauma down your neck every time you flick through the channels. Like, I don't know how many ads there was about two Christmases ago. And it was all about dead people. It was all, the granny was dead, the mother was dead, somebody else was dead. He's listening to her on a tape. She's not there. The empty seat at the table. I was like, Jesus Christ, can we just have a bit of joy? Can we just have people being excited and happy? And I don't know. I just think sometimes life is hard enough without that.
I always wondered why, like, when I was younger, looking at older people, they're probably my own age, right? And you see them and they go, oh, Christmas is a very lonely time, and you get emotional. And I used to be like, Christmas is great.
Christmas is amazing. It is.
But now I find, honest to God, this week especially, I find, like, listen to Christmas FM there and some songs and you'll be like, oh. And I could feel myself starting bawling. Like, I was thinking there, but right, my grandmother, who's like passed away 25 years, most, no offense to you, Nana, like, wherever you are, but normally I'd be grand, like, but like, I was like, oh my God, I really miss her now, like, 25 years later. I know. Is it something with age or what that we kind of,
You're more aware. For a kid, it's all about the presents and the Santa and the magic. For kids, it's just about the magic. And I think it's a special time because where moms and dads are out of work, they're going to get this few days where they literally have all their family together for a few days, eating and watching films and playing games and doing things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. So for a child, Christmas is pure joy.
Yeah.
As adults, of course, you're more aware. And of course, you're going to sit there and think about who's not at the table. And of course, like, that's a kind of, my point is not that Christmas is not an emotional time or a difficult time, because it absolutely is. That's maybe why I'm kind of going, I don't need it shoved down my neck on TV as well. We all have our own little, whatever it is that we're dealing with. Like, and sometimes I just think the ads can be fierce, triggering. Like, the
you're dead right. And you're right as well, because not only the John Lewis ad, but all of them, all the big ads that come out. And, you know, every year, I'm just saying,
they're in
the
a battle to see who can upset you the most. Like,
tearjerker, absolute tearjerker. And I was like, why can't you just have a nice, happy little Christmas ad? Like,
a reunion or something, like something fun. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Bastards. Put them in the Book of Bastards.
John Lewis, Book of Bastards.
So what we're going to do, right, I'm going to pop it up on my Instagram and we put it on the podcast Instagram page as well. So we want you to send in your best memories of Christmas, and we're going to do like a little Christmas special podcast, just to, no talk of death or anything like that.
No.
Right? It's going to be very positive, uplifting, and hopefully it'll get you all excited now for the actual, for the big day, for the Christmas season. So,
and things that went wrong as well, you know, if no batteries or something broke or whatever. We want to hear all the
everything,
funny stories.
From the decorations. Yeah.
Good, bad and indifferent. Did Granny get run over by a reindeer?
Did she?
I don't know.
Did you leave your giblets in the turkey? Did you still eat the turkey after the chimneys?
Did you leave your brick in the washing machine?
Seriously, I have to go. I need to go check that washing machine. But come here. So that's what we'll do. Thanks very much again for listening. And we'll be back next week with our Christmas special. Take care.
See ya.